Here we go. Yishmael is found in Parshat Lech Lecha, Parshat Vayera, Parshat Chayei Sarah. And everyone has these notions of who he is, and I have a different notion. I just want to try to share this with you. If you look on the sheet, Perek Tet Zayin. Okay, so what does it say? V'sara eshet Avram lo yada lo v'la shivchat mitzri u'shma hagar. Sarah couldn't have any kids. Avram didn't have any kids. She had a shivcha named Hagar. And this is already after the Brit Ben Avatarim. Brit Ben Avatarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, you're going to be a great nation. And meanwhile, she's not providing any legacy. How's she going to be a great nation? So magnanimously, Sarah says, Tomer Sarah, hey, Sarai, El Avram, Hinei Na, Atzrani Hashem Eledet. Bo Na El Shivchati. I have an idea. Come have kids with my shivcha. Maybe I'll have a family through her. And Avram listens to Sarai. The Tikach Sarai Eshet Avram et Hagar Mitzrit Shivchata Miketz Ezer Shanim, after they've been married for 10 years, Shevet Avram be'Eretz Kanan in Eretz Kanan. V'titein otel Avram Isha to her husband Lo Leisha. So we see him over here not just taking her as a Pilagesh, but as a wife. Yes.
That's where we get after 10 years.
10 years and Dafka in Kanan. They were married for many years
saying,
before.
Is that where we get the halakha? 10 years divorced the woman?
Yeah. And in Eretz Yisrael only. Yeah. Pasuk Dalet. V'yavoh al hagar v'tahar v'tahar k'yaratah v'takel g'vratah b'ineh. So, what happens? He has relations with her. She conceives. And now, v'takel g'vratah b'ineh, she seemingly treats her mistress, Sarah, in a less than respectful way. Tamasarai el Avram, chamasi alecha. I'm angry with you. Anochi netati shivchati b'chekech. I gave you my shivcha to be with. The terek yarata. Now she's pregnant. Bakel ben now. And she treats me in a disrespectful way. Yishpot Hashem beni u'bencha. May God judge between the two of us. V'yom Avram el Sarai. Hinei shivchatech b'yadech. Asila tov b'inayach. She's here for you. Do whatever you want. V'tenea Sarah v'tibrach mipenea. And Sarah oppressed her to such a point that Hagar says, I'm out of here, and she runs away. Now, just to know, what does it mean she oppressed her? So could say Pashit Shat, she was mean to her. She was jealous. Rabbi Aryeh Levine, a tzaddik in our time, we have biography over there, said, Chas v'shalom, Sarah wouldn't do that. Rather, she treated her the exact same way she did before she was pregnant. But now, as a pregnant woman, she was saying, why is she asking me to fold the laundry? Why is she asking me to make the dinner? Why is she asking me to, all these different things? She's asking her before. Sarah didn't feel she was acting any differently. But Hagar took it like, why is she oppressing me? Okay? Ramadan said, maybe it's even worse. What does she do? She, instead of helping Sarah, Hagar said to Sarah, could you do me a favor and just give me that pillow? It's hard for me to sit here with my back. And again, it was like a little thing, but Sarah's like, why? Now am I her servant? So, but according to both of these rabbis, it wasn't like Sarah was like beating her. But either way, Hagar felt that she was being oppressed. She runs away. Okay, we're up to Pasuk Zayin. Vayimtza el malach Hashem al ein hamayim b'midbar al ein v'derach shor. Angel finds her. Vayomar Hagar shibchat Sarah emi zebat. Where are you coming from? Vanatelchi, where are you going? Vitomar mitni Sarah Givirti, Anochi Barach, I'm running away from Sarah. Vayomar Lamalach Hashem, Shuvi El Givirtech, Vitani Tachat Yadel. Go back and suffer whatever you're suffering. Vayomar Lamalach Hashem, Harbe, Arbe, Etzarech, in a lot of kids, Luis Epimero. Vayomar Lamalach Hashem, Hinach, Hara, Violadet Ben. You're going to have a kid. Vakarat Shmo Yishmael, she called him Yishmael. Kishma Hashem et Anyach, right? The name Yishmael, God has heard your cries. Who per adam, he'll be a wild man. Yado v'kol, his hands will be in other people's business. Yado v'kol bov al kenei kol achav yishkon, he'll live amongst the people. That tikra shem Hashem hadover ala ata el roi ki amra hagam halom roiti achrei roi. Okay, karela ve'okay, fine, etc., etc. And Avram was 86 years old when they had the kid last pasuk there at Yishmael Avram. Okay. So the pasuk before, Vayikra, Avram Shem Beno, Ashela Da Hagar Yishmael. Avram gave him the name Yishmael. He was 86 when Yishmael was born. Okay? So far, everyone understands what's going on. She gave as a Pelega, she takes as a wife, she gets jealous, she kicks her out. How she oppressed, not so clear. Okay, great.
Well,
yes?
How is she Zochet to having a Nebuah with Hashem?
Good. We'll talk about that. Good. Next parak. Still in Parsha Lech Lecha, we have what's called the Brit Ben Avatarim. And the Brit Ben Avatarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram and he says, you're going to be a great nation. What's Avram's answer?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. So here we go. Look at Yitzayin. Vayi Avram ben Tishim Shana v'teisha Shanim. He's 99 years old. Vayi Hashem al Avram v'yomer alav ani El Shaddai. I'm sorry. It's written as it was before. Ani El Shaddai hit alek l'fanai v'yet tamim. You no longer be Avram, but rather Avraham. And similarly, the great so king's going to come from your loins. Okay. Okay, get an Eretz Canaan. And fine. Tetvav. Vayomer Elokim al Avram. Sarai. Not just your name's going to be changed. Sarai Ishtacha. Lotikra Shma. Sarai ki Sarah Shma. Name Sarah. Uverachti ota vegamatati mi mena lacha ben. I'm going to give a bracha. She's going to have a kid. Your kid. Vaitala goyim alche amim mi menu you. King's going to come from him. Vayipol Avraham al pana vitzchak. Okay, Avram laughs. Vayomer b'libo hal ben me ashana yivale v'im Sarah habat tishim shana tele. Wow, I'm gonna have a kid at age 100. Sarah's gonna be 90. It's crazy. Vayomer Avraham el Elokim lu Yishmael yichya l'fanecha. Halavai Yishmael just live. This is like amazing, too much. Vayomer Elokim aval Sarah yishtachay olet l'cha ben. Nope, telling you aval here means like indeed. Sarah's gonna have a kid. Karas Yishmo Yitzchak. This will be the bris. But you should know, as far as Yishmael, Pasachaf, it's circled, we'll see why soon. Yishmael, Shamaticha, Hine, Barachti, Oto, Vifreti, Oto, Vifreti, Oto, Ma'od, Ma'od, Shnemas, and Nitim, Yolim, Nitati, Nitati, Legoy Gadol. He will also be a great nation. Okay? And keep the covenant. Fantastic. They have bris milas. Okay, good. Now, what happened over here? Kadosh Baruch Hu says you're going to have a kid with Yitzchak. What's Avram's answer? I already have a kid. I have Yishmael. Yishmael is great. Thank you very much. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says no. You're going to have a kid through Sarah. Now we'll move to Parshat Vayera. Okay, we just read on Shabbat. So we know we have the last Aliyah of the is all about a Kedat Yitzchak. But the Aliyah right beforehand is some people refer to as a Kedat Yishmael. Okay, Avram being his mida being chesed, it's very difficult for him, obviously, to go and kill his child. Any father would have a difficult time with that. But for Avram, it's mida chesed. You see it already one parak earlier, according to many of them, the first one. They try to say, what were the 10 nisyonot of Avram? If the 10th is akedat Yitzchak, the 9th is kicking out Hagar and her child. How do you kick them out of the house? This is not who Avram is. Okay? So we see this now in Chaf Aleph. Look in Chaf Aleph. Hashem bakar et Sarah kasher amar. Hayas Hashem et Sarah kasher diber. Zahar v'tel et Sarah l'Avram ben. Yitzkanam. L'mo'ed asher diber oto Elokim. As he predicted, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you'll have a child, and they do. V'yikra Avraham et Shem v'no anolad lo. Sher yodah lo Sarah Yitzchak. V'yamal Avraham et Yitzchak v'no. Shmonat yamim first. 8 day bris milah kasher diber oto Elokim. Avraham ben ma'at shana b'yavled lo et Yitzchak v'no. Now, Sarah's all excited. Tomer, Sarah, it's a chok aseli elokim kol shemitzach akli. But Tomer, mi melel. Okay, fine. Chet, vayigdala yeled vayigmal. What's vayigmal? He's weaned. What's weaned?
Breastfed.
He's finished breastfeeding. How old is that usually?
Three.
About two, three. Okay, maybe good. And they throw a party. Right today we have an upsherm. Throw a party at three. Okay. Chalaka. Getting tzitzis, payas. Okay, great.
That's when the
baby subs. That's what Rashi says, three.
Three? Okay. Two,
that's
three. I don't know. Okay. A lot of people do about two, maybe exactly. Look, they didn't have formula then. So maybe go as far as you can. Okay, fine. Three. Gadol. On the day that he was weaned, and they throw a party. And Sarah sees Hagar's kid. Mitzachek. What's Mitzachek?
Wow.
Playing. Batomer l'Avram garash amazot et bena. Kick this woman, this maid, this servant. Get her the heck out of here. And her son. Ki lo yirash ben amazot im bini Yitzchak. This kid is not inheriting with my child. Vayira hadavar pasukir aleph ma'od ben Avram lot beno. This pained Avram about his son. Vayomer lokim al Avram al yireh beinach. Don't be upset. Everything Sarah says, listen to her. This is my wife Sarah's favorite pasuk in all of Chumash. Everything Sarah says, listen to her. I tell her my name's not Avram. But anyways, that's what it says. Ki Yitzchak yikra lecha zar. Yitzchak is your seed, is your legacy. Yes. What? Oh, this is Rav Nemitzel Sefer. Yes. Yitzchak yikra. Begam et ben ha'ama. Like Goya Simeno. He's going to be a great nation. Kizarachahu. Okay, and as we know, it says Avram got up early in the morning. Veshkem Avram lo boker bikach. Lechem he gave water. Veitena lagar. Sama shechman. She takes, puts on her shoulder. But they yell it on her shoulder as well. Veishalcha v'talef v'titam v'imbar. She goes. They get lost. Veichum mayim. There's no more water. Menachemav v'tishlech ayelet tachat achar asichin. And she throws the kid down by one of the bushes. And she goes to cry. V'talef v'tishlech lami neged her chek. Okay, and God hears the cry of the child. Yitzayim Yishma Kol Anar, Bikmalach Elokim, and they live happily ever after. Turn the page. Okay, so I'm not going to read the Akedah. Everyone's familiar with the story of the Akedah. If you just look on the side, you see the similarities in the language. To understand how difficult it was to kick out Hagar and her child, it was almost the same thing as taking Yitzhak to be killed. You see the language very similar. Atomer la Avram garash amazot et bena similar to kachna pincha yichid kasha hafta. Even more similar. Vishkim Avram boker vishkim Avram boker. Or v'tishlach et yotach et echad eshichim. Or v'tishlach Avram et yado l'shchot et beno. Each time the child's about to die. Both times the yikra malach elokim. Right, the angel calls out to stop. And both times the yivkach elokim et now God opened their eyes, opened her eyes, opened his eyes. And the last one, they each get married. Okay, great. Well, yes, sir.
Why is the difference whenever the Malach of Hashem calls out, one of them's Din, and then one of them's like, why is it two different names of Hashem? Why is it the same thing? One of them's Elohim, one of them's...
Mirza Din, Mirza.
It's Hashem in the other one?
Yeah.
Ve'yisa Avram et Eina ve'yar... I don't think we always say Malach Elokim. I think it's always Malach Hashem. Since it was a Malach, I guess it's always Malach Hashem. I don't recall ever seeing in Tanakh Malach Elokim. That might just be a stylistic thing. I don't know.
The other one's Malach Elokim.
Wow. Okay, cool. I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know. I didn't think about it. I don't want to get bogged on it now, but it's a great question. I'll try to think about it, okay? Thank you. Now the shiur is beginning. Okay? That's all background. Everyone got the background? Okay. Now the shiur. If we had Akedat Yishmael, so then I got questions. What happened? Avram kicks Yishmael out of the house, correct? He's gone. So how come in this week's parsha, when Avram dies, Yishmael's burying him? Look at the first pasuk over here. Bereishis, Chav Pei Pasuk Tet. Okay, who buries Avram in the Ramat Machpelah? Yitzchak and Yishmael. Now, two questions. One, how did Yishmael even hear about it? You know, he's gone. And B, why would he go back and bury his father? This guy kicked him out of the house. I once had a student whose father left him and his mother when he was a little kid. He said, if I ever find my biological father, I'm killing him. Right? This is even worse. He just abandoned. He kicked them out. Avram stayed in the house. Said, you're on your own. Here's the canteen. See what you can do. Right? He's really caring so much about him that he's going now to the funeral of Avram Avinu. So again, two questions. What's he doing there? How do you even know? And why would he go? So the next Rashi maybe helps us. Okay, so Rashi first says, oh, look at Rashi on that pasuk, Ted. Mikan she'asa Yishmael tshuva. Oh, obviously the tshuva. Okay, great. So he's a great guy now. But how did he hear about it? So now look at the next pasuk. Also in Parashat Chayisarah. After Sarah dies, Pasuk Aleph, Yisof, Va'yosef Avram v'yikach isha u'shma keturah. Avram went and got another wife. What's her name? Keturah. What does Rashi say? Everyone knows? That's Hagar. Look at Rashi. Keturah Zohagar. Oh, the obvious question is why it's called Keturah? It's a description how amazing she was. Zohagar. V'nikrei Keturah al-shem she-na'im ma'aseah. What's na'im? What's na'im?
Pleasant.
Pleasant. How do we know? Ki Ketoret. Like Ketoret. Ketoret is like the incense that burns in the Beit HaMikdash. Beautiful. I once had a student who's so funny. He went to Moriah Bookstore and he bought like a model of the Beit HaMikdash. He says, got everything in it. Even has incest. I think. What do you mean incense? But okay, fine. So it had. But I don't know. I didn't open the box. I have no idea what's inside. So Ketoret, she's this beautiful as the smell. Okay. V'shkashra pitcha shalom nizdavga la'adam yom shepir sham Avraham. And she wore chastity belt from the time that she left, that she would never have relations with anyone else. Still, she came back with Avraham. How tsanua, the tsnuot on the fruit. So she's the tsnuot, right? She's from the tsnuot. She's waiting for her chance. Okay, great. I have a problem with this. I got a bunch of problems with this. One, just technically, later on, Yad HaChumash, right? Freddie, read Perach Chafei Pasuk. Hey and Vav of Breshit.
Hey and Vav?
Yeah. Read in Hebrew.
V'yitin Abraham et kol asher lo l'Yitzchak. L'ibnei ha-pilagshim asher lo Abraham natan Abraham matanot.
Okay. He gave to his pilagshim gifts. What's pilagshim? Singular or plural?
Plural.
Now, if he only had Sarah as a wife and Hagar as his pilagash, where is Pilag Shem? So, this is a big shocker to everybody, but Rashi's not the only parish on Chumash. And if you look, that was a shock, if you look at others, like Ibn Ezra, like Rashbam, they'll say Keturah is, drumroll please, a woman named Keturah. Wow, that's a shocker. But Keturah is Keturah. Now, if Keturah is Keturah, so we have to go back to our original question, how did Yishmael get back there? See, if he remarried Hagar, so I get why Yishmael's back there in order to bury him. Then I have another question. Even if he did, if, let's say, Hagar as Keturah, why would Avram do this? He knows that Sarah, the wife of his youth, the wife that he's loved, he's been with who knows how long, and she said, I don't want this woman in this house. And Avram says, well, what she won't doesn't know won't hurt her. She's dead now, so I'm not going to honor her wishes. Is that really what we think of Avram Avinu? So he's saying, yeah. Oh, I'll change her name. She'll never know. I'll call Keturah. I find it that difficult. And as I said, Pashib Shat from Pilag Shim is that Avram had two Pilag Shim. One was called Hagar. One was called Keturah. The Ibn Ezra says that explicitly. Like, obviously. So I'm back to my question. What was Yishmael doing there at the funeral? But aside from the funeral, I go further. Look at the next source. Bereishis Perachot Bet Pasuk Bet. Right after he was kicked down, Perachot Balef, Kadosh Baruch Hu now wants to locate Yitzchak. V'yimakach nat bincha tichitcha she'ahavtet Yitzchak. V'leitcha eretz amoriah ve'elir sham lo'olah l'achad harim asher omar alecha. Take your son, your only son, the one that you love, and put him, bring him to Har Moriah. And Rashi, we all learned this Rashi. We've learned it several times. What does Rashi say? Et bincha. Why do you go in this gradual order? Et bincha. Omar lo, what did Avram say? Shnei banim yeshli. I got two sons. What do you mean I have two sons? I have two sons. Amar lo et yechidcha. You know, the unique one, the singular one. Well, Amar lo, ze yechid limo, ze yechid lo. There's a only son from this mother, only son from this mother. Amar lo, sharafta. Amar, shnei amani, I love them both. Okay, fine, et yitzcha. But my question is, why is Avram going through this? Yishmael's not there. The last parak, he kicked him out of the house. Yishmael's not there. So, Avram said, do you want me to go find Yishmael? Is that who you're saying? Should I hire a private investigator? Is that what you're looking? Should I track down Yishmael? I don't really know where he went. I sent him to the midbar with a bottle of canteen of water. But is that what you want? You want me to find Yishmael? It's a little bit strange. I'm going to go further. He's not finding Yishmael. Look at the next pasuk. Pasuk Gimel. V'yishkim Avram v'abok v'yachavo shetcham arov v'yikachet shnei naravito. He's going to the Akedah Yitzhak and he takes two helpers. And everyone knows, who are the two helpers, Rashi tells us? Eliezer and?
Yishmael.
Yishmael's there. How is he there? He just kicked out. How is he back in the house? I don't need to have Keturah that comes after Sarah's dead. This is, Sarah's alive. How is Yishmael in the house? Yes, sir.
14 years later. Sorry, 24 years later. No, 34.
Still, when did he come back?
30 years.
When did he come back? First of all, that's assuming that he's 37 at the Akedah. Once again, you're influenced by Rashi. It's not the only understanding. So many reasons to say that it's not. Because according to that, you also have to make Rivka 3, watering, taking care of dozens of camels until they're... Okay, whatever. Yes, that's a view of Rashi. But still, when did he come back? When did he come back? So here's now the Chiddush. But there's 2 points that I have to give as an introduction. Point number one. Chazal, by definition, means Chachamenu Zichronam Levracha. Meaning, it's a plurality of views. The fact that a Midrash says A doesn't mean everyone agrees with that Midrash. That is Rabbi so-and-so talking in Midrash A, and in Midrash B, you might have a different idea. First thing to keep in mind. Second thing, Chazal by nature like to give names to anonymous people in Tanakh who play some sort of role, right? If Yosef asked for directions on his way looking for his brothers, there was no need for us to tell us Yosef got lost and needed to ask for directions. Must be these important person, because, oh, that's Gabriel the angel, right? Or, ask the simple question, Raphael, who did, in our parasha, Parsha Chayesara, who did Avram send to go and find a wife for Yitzchak? Eliezer. Everyone knows that, right? You will not find Eliezer's name at all in Parsha Chayesara. Not once. It says Eved Avram. Why do we think it's Eliezer? Because we learn Chumash with Rashi and we get confused. What's Chumash and what's Rashi? Right? Like Baruch thinks that Yitzchak was 37. It doesn't say that in the Pasuk. But that's saying Rashi, and we assume that that must be the way to understand. Okay? But never find Rav Meza's shiur because he hasn't let you look at Rashi. You have to, you know,
it says
Rashi only later. So first you read the Pesukim, right? Or the Gemara, whatever the case may be. And guess what do you want to say?
I was just saying, does it say Eliezer in Vayera?
Yeah. So where did Chazal get it from? In the Brit Ben Avatarim, in Lech Lecha, not in Vayera. In the Brit Ben Avatarim in Lech Lecha, Avram says, what good is giving me this like legacy? Who's going to inherit me? Eliezer, domestic Eliezer? Don't even say in Vayera. There it says he went with 318 men, and Rashi says that's the Gematria Eliezer. Doesn't even say it there. Okay? So in Lech Lecha, we meet Eliezer. But I'll give you a reason why, for example, it might not be Eliezer. Anyone know how old Avraham was at Brit Ben Avatarim? You know this. What? Okay. How old is Avraham when Yitzhak is born?
99.
100. Okay? And therefore, when it says, 400 years, what do we count it from? When Yitzhak was born, right? Because we know there were, how many years were actually in Mitzrayim? 210. Good. But we have another place that says, not 400 years, but 430 years. Okay, now that I gave you that clue, how old was Avraham at the Brit Ben Avatarim? 70. 70. Yeah, we work the other way. 70. So we say, oh, what's the 430? County from the Brit Ben Avatarim. Okay, great. I'm 70. He has a trusted servant. How old do you think our trusted servant is? I'm assuming he's not like 12, right? He's like the best, the head servant. So I'm saying, let's say, argument takes 30. 30. Okay, now, how old is Avraham when Yitzhak gets married? Okay, I'll make it easier. How old is Yitzhak when Yitzhak gets married?
137.
140. Good. Avram is 140 when Yitzhak gets married. Which means if Eliezer was 30 at the Brit Ben Avatarim, how old is he now?
200.
Wow, you guys are really bad at math.
I'm so off.
100. 30 and 70 is 100. I'll write it out for you. 30 and 70 is 100. All right. Now.
I passed it.
That's okay. 30 and 70? The new math. 30 and 70 is 100, right?
Now.
Okay, and Hank, we know this. Okay, tell me, Tom, I kicked out of class. Okay, now, 100, 1 year. Okay. Now, if I'm Avram, and I want to make sure that someone goes and fulfills this mission, and this is a pretty important mission, not get milk from the makola, right? Just find a wife for my son. am I sending a 100-year-old geezer on a 2 to 3 week camel trip through the desert and make sure that she gets back? I mean, like, isn't it possible he keels over? And then I don't know. Did he complete the job? Is Yitzhak now married to somebody? Maybe he's not married to somebody. Now you're going to tell me they lived longer in that day. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. I mean, when Yaakov's old, Paro freaks out. Wow, you're like so freaking old. How old are you? And so, like, maybe not everyone lived as old as the Avot. And still, a hunch is pretty old, according to anybody. Isn't it at least possible? I'm not saying, no, I get why Chazal say it. He's the only Eved we know. He was the most trusted servant of Avram. I'm now sending someone to do a very important mission. So maybe it is Eliezer. I'm just throwing it out there. Isn't it possible, since it doesn't say his name, that's another trusted servant? Isn't it possible that Eliezer's died by now? And he has another trusted servant by now. Or maybe it's Eliezer's son. I don't know. Isn't it possible? I'm not saying it's possible. All I'm saying, I'm just throwing it out there. We take for granted, who did he send? Eliezer? And I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe it wasn't. So far, are you with me? Yes, Baruch.
I mean, we can also say that according to that opinion that Eliezer was Og, he's going to live for another time.
Oh, Eliezer's Og now. No. Okay. Yes, according to that opinion, we have no problem. So, according to the rationalists amongst us, maybe, it's not. Fine. Everyone with me on that? Here's the crazy thing, and this is where we start to now change gears. You ready, Ariel? In Perachaf Aleph, where a Hagar is kicked out with Yishmael, it doesn't say the name Yishmael once in Perachaf Aleph. Not once. It says, kick out the Amma. She's, you know, Sarah's very upset. Amma, give me this Amma. Before she was Shivcha. I have a Shivcha. Shivcha's like the word Mishpacha. What a family, like the nanny. She's taking her to the kid. She eats at the table. No, this is Amma. Gareshota. Divorce, kick her out. And Avram's just Shalech et Bino, his kid. See the difference, mate? But we're looking here. Yes, you found Yishmael? Et Bino. That been done. So we assume she has only one kid. Like we assume Avram is Eliezer. We're assuming. Everyone assumes this. But I ask you, if this is true, Mendel just told us, how old is Yitzhak when he's weaned?
Three.
How old does that make Yishmael?
16.
17. Okay, Avram was 86 when Yishmael. 17. It says that she picked up her son and carried him on her shoulder. It's a little strange. And if one of them is getting sick that she has to throw, wouldn't you probably think that the mother is having more trouble with the heat? The 17-year-old boy is having a hard time. So she picks him up off her shoulder, tosses him down underneath a bush for him to cry and die because he's 17 years old. So here's my suggestion. Avram takes Hagar as a wife, like Sarah had said. And she gets pregnant. And she goes, as someone pointed out before, she meets a malach. How do I know? Because the malach said to name the kid Yishmael. Why would Avram name the kid Yishmael? Because Hagar said, I met an angel. And he said, name him Yishmael. I'm Avram. I have no hope I'm going to have a kid with Sarah. Why would I not have other kids with this holy woman, Hagar, who has conversations with angels? An angel appeared with her, to her, and we had a child. Why would I not have another kid? So here's what I'm thinking. When Sarah said, take Hagar, it was, she will be a surrogate mother. I can't have physically this child, but it'll be my kid. She'll give birth to the kid, biologically, but I will raise the kid. How do we know? In Parsha Vayera, when the angels come, it says, Avram said to his Nar, help me prepare for them. Who does Rashi say the Nar is? Yishmael. Why? Mechanechoto b'mitzvot. He's teaching. For Sarah, this was like her kid. She adopted him. She and Avram are raising Yishmael. But what happens? Around the same time that Sarah gives birth to Yitzchak, Hagar gives birth to some other kid. Does Sarah have any feelings to that other kid? No! She's got her own kid now, Yitzhak. Up until Yitzhak was born, so her adopted son was the apple of her eye, Yishmael. Once she has her own kid, She doesn't dislike Ishmael, but certainly Hagar's other kid around the same age who's stealing Lego. That's what Misachek means. They're playing. You know, he grabbed the Lego from Yitzhak when Yitzhak was building something. She said to him, get this kid out of here. Shelo Yeresh Iti. Yeresh Ben Shelo Yitzhak. He's not going to be part of the family. Get her and her kid out of here. Now, what about Ishmael? Give me a second. In any divorce, the way that it works, we say the little kids go with the mother. And the older kids, who do you want to stay with? Ishmael said, I want to stay with Avraham. And that's why when Hashem appears and says, I want you to take your son, Lakedah Yitzchak, he said, which one? Because they're both there. That's why when he takes Yitzchak, who accompanies him? Ishmael. Because he's still there. He never left. Hagar left with her other kid. The one that she picked up on her shoulder. Because he was 2-3 years old. The one that because of the heat and the lack of water was going to die and she didn't want to see him die. So she put him under the sichim. And then everything now makes sense. So what happens? Why do we have this negative view of Yishmael? I think there's a couple of reasons. First of all, I think we're influenced by the fact that the angel says, you're going to have a son, he's going to be a para adam. In some of the translation, a wild ass of a man. Oh, that can't be a good thing. Okay? Now, the truth is, Yabar Benel says, clearly, this is meant to comfort Hagar. Go back and have your kid. He's going to be a paradam. He's going to be a mass murderer. What do we think? This is like some Palestinian mother that says, oh, I'm so proud of you, you killed Jews. This is Hagar, who's married to Avraham. What kind of comfort would that be to say, he's grown up to be a serial murderer. Says the Chizkuni, says the Yabar Benel, says the, who else? The Ibn Ezra. Para Adam means a free man. What was Hagar? She was a maidservant. What is exciting for her to hear? Your kid won't be a servant. He'll be a Para Adam. Yad Kol Boz means he's going to do business dealings with everybody. And she's comforted. What's another reason why we have a negative view? Because when it says mitzachek, she sees the child mitzachek, Rashi says, now again, the pshat is, he shouldn't inherit. Rashi said mitzachek, we have that meaning, what? Shvichut damin, kile arayos, avodah zara. Wow, he's the worst. So again, we're assuming this is Yishmael. Yishmael is terrible. But you should just know, that same midrash, Rashi didn't quote the last, Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, chas v'shalom, with a child that's raised in Avram's home, so I don't accept any of those ideas, but rather she was just jealous. She saw the kid playing, and he would not inherit with Yitzchak. We don't have to say that, and I'm assuming it's not even Yishmael. So now here's what I really think. Let's go back to what you said earlier today. We have this negative view of Yishmael because we think that Yishmael is the father of the Arabs, of the Muslims. And I find that whole idea to be, pardon me, ludicrous. Even though everyone says it. Because where did that originate? Muhammad, 2,000 years after Ishmael died, came along and wanted to start a religion. In order to gain authenticity, he stated, I'm a direct descendant of Ishmael. So I go back to the ancient religion. And we believe him. Why in the world do we believe him? You think he kept the chart? He has a genealogical record going back 2,000 years to Ishmael? Muhammad makes this claim. And I'll give you a proof. What's my proof that he's not a bad person? Because there's a Tana, Rebbe Ishmael. Every morning, we start davening. Rebbe Ishmael, Lamev, social media, Torah and Reshen. Who would name their kid Rebbe Hitler? Who would name their kid Rebbe Esau? Why are we naming him Rebbe Ishmael? Because I'll tell you why. Ishmael's not a bad guy. What a beautiful name, Yishmael. Today you wouldn't find one Israeli. Israelis get the weirdest names to their kids. They name the kids Nimrod. Okay? I don't know if it's after the guy who fired against God or the sandal. I have no idea. But they give weird names. Omri Kasbi. Omri was a terrible king. Okay? Omri. You'll never find a kid named, someone naming their kid Yishmael. Why? Yishmael, that's the Muslims. What about Rebbe Ishmael? Why do you think it's the Muslims? Because the Muslims decided they're from Ishmael. Because Muhammad decides from Ishmael. How terrible. Ishmael's up there in Shemaim saying, why is everyone throwing this on me? Like, what did I do? And I'll give you a proof that I'm right. Or at least that I think I'm right. Look at the thing that I circled. Go back to Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chaf. When Avram's saying, why do you need to give me Yitzhak? I have Yishmael. Look at Pasuk Chaf. Uli Yishmael Shematicha. Ki ney barachti oto v'freiti oto v'irbeiti oto mo'od mo'od. Shnei masanesim yulidu v'natatim. With goy gadol. It's going to be a great nation. Now go down to Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Gimel I circled. What does God say to Avram when he's kicking out Hagar and her kid? The Gamet ben Amal Goya Simenu can make him a great nation. Why is there a need to repeat that of Dishma? According to me, it's obvious why I have to repeat it. It's not a repetition, it's another kid. Dishma, we already know Perikid Zion is going to be a great nation. Now Avram's kicking out this other kid. God says he will also be a great nation. He, not Yishmael, Yishmael, I told you that before Prakam earlier. He is going to be also a great nation. Now you can ask me, who is he? I don't know. I don't know. Okay? I don't know if you have to know. Let's say, is America now a great nation? Yeah. How long is it around? 250 years. So maybe there was a nation that was, we're 3,700 years later. Is it possible there was some nation that survived for a couple hundred years that was considered a great nation, and we don't know who it is? Yeah. I don't know who it is. I don't know. I don't know who from Yishmael is either. But it doesn't have to be Muslims. But we've had in our head, oh, the day Yishmael, Golos Yishmael, all this stuff. All those midrash say, Golos Yishmael, Golos Yishmael, Golos Yishmael, obviously happened only after Islam was created. We weren't thinking before there was no Islam, but we're believing, we're buying into this whole idea of Muhammad saying that he is. And I'll end with one thing, I'll take all your questions. Look at the, do we have it? Yeah, second to last, oh, yeah, look at the last thing first. No, okay, we don't have that. Okay. It says about when Yishmael dies, it says that he died, he was 7 and 30 and 100. Vayigvar, Rashi says, this is the way you talk about a tzaddik. And look at the second to last thing. Gemara Brachot. Haro'eh Yishmael b'chalom. Someone sees Yishmael in a dream. Tfilato nishmat. Know that your prayers will be answered. Vadak Yishmael ben Avram. See Yishmael ben Avram, your prayers are going to be answered. Doesn't sound like a Russia. That's all the Muslims that want to kill us come from Yishmael. Sounds like a pretty good guy. That's why we have a Rabbi Yishmael. That's a town in the Mishnah. But I think that our whole vision has been distorted by Muhammad, which I think is sad. If I'm Yishmael, I'm probably like, why is this being thrown at me? That's my idea. Okay, I know it's a chiddush, and the biggest argument against me is, why doesn't it say that she has another kid? I don't have an answer to that. But I think that all my questions are very strong, and with my answer, you answer all of those things. And just before you attack me, I ran it by Rav Adas, and he said that could be an acceptable explanation. Okay, so now, questions. Yeah.
So why does the Torah mention this other kid?
I don't know.
I mean, it has to be a read. They wouldn't, like you said, if we're going to go on, like when Yosef, we go, say it was Malach Kavriel, if you're going to mention this random kid, there must be a read.
I don't know. He's another nation. She kicks him out. Yishmael seems to still be there. He's at least according to Chazal, he's accompanying him to the Akedat Yitzhak. And without Chazal, he's back burying Abraham. Why is he back bearing him if he was banished?
I'm saying, but what about this kid? What happens to this kid?
He becomes a great nation. I have no idea what nation that is. I don't know. I don't know what nation it is. I don't know what nation Yishmael is either. I don't know. Yeah. Mark.
I don't remember exactly what we said, Rashi said, but how are they maybe showing up going against the Tanakh?
What do you mean?
What
look, the other three opinions were also Tanayim. You had four opinions in the Midrash. What does Mitzachek mean? So one said, it's based on Psukim. They used the word Tzachek to be one of those three things. These are all Tanayim. And Rabbi Rashi is another Tanayim says, oh, Chas V'Sham. Now, I have a problem with that Chas V'Sham. I threw it in just so you should know. Well, unfortunately, read through Sefer Malachim, every great king has a Rasha son, and a Rasha king has a great son. I don't know if that's necessarily like a given, that just because your father's a great person, you grew up in that house, that you have to be a great person. I just wanted you to realize there is another opinion out there that's not, he's doing Gilas Shriyat Hazan Vodazara, and I don't even think it's talking about Yishmael, personally. It was about some other kid, the one that she's carrying on her shoulder.
You got a two-year-old kid that you're in Shriyat Hazan Vodazara.
Well, no, I assume that the people are saying that thing if it's Yishmael and he's older. Right? Bar.
So I'm going to ignore Google's shot on the second part of the question. If Yishmael is the Nar, as mentioned, like going with Avram, why doesn't it mention the Nar when it comes to marrying his daughter?
By Sarah.
When it mentions bearing Sarah, she mentions that Abba buried Sarah. Why, it
why would Yishmael go?
Well, you just said that.
Half if she like raised him. I don't know. I don't. Here, like he was going on a 3-day trip. Avram went back. First of all, Avram goes to Hebron. He sent everyone back to Beersheba. That's where they're from. Okay? So Avram could be by himself. No one else even knew. He went to Hebron on his way back and they sent everyone to Beersheba. That's where Avram was from. Yeah.
What's that same pasuk of the Rosh that says like, yeah, my only son, the one I love. So didn't Hagar have two kids? This one,
Avram.
Yeah, he's still alive.
But right now, who's in the house?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it should be like, the two kids.
I don't know. He's saying like this. He's in the house now. He goes, take the singular. This is the singular to this mother, single to this mother. I have two kids now. One's from Sarah, one's from Hagar. Any other questions? I'm not saying this is the only way to understand it. I just think that it answers a lot of questions. And I don't know. All right. Shkoyach, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
You're very welcome.